You're now tuned in to The Investor Show, where we teach simple wealth creation for the common investors with investment advisor, award-winning author, international speaker, and founder of Royal Financial Investment Group, Prince Dykes.
U.S. dollar is a fiat currency. The U.S. dollar is currently and always losing value. It's just printed money. Nixon took us off of the gold standard. So what is the dollar backed by? The dollar's backed by nothing. These are things that we hear all the time. But I'm going to give you a simple breakdown of what I know the U.S. dollar is really backed by. Once again, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls and children of all ages, you are now tuned into The Investor Show. As always, this is your gracious host, the Prince of Investing, coming to you guys and girls live all the way from the beautiful state of Denver, Colorado. Don't forget to hit that like, subscribe, comment, and share button. And as always, hit that bell icon and get new notifications as they drop. Check out our description box to follow us on our other social media sites and to support some of the great stuff we're doing around the globe. But as always, I don't have a lot of time, and I definitely know you guys and girls don't have a lot of time. So let's jump straight into it. We all heard the stories of, even with Mr. Robert Kiyosaki, author of Rich Dad, Poor Dad, he made it famous when he said, hey, the price of the stock market is not going up. Real estate is not going up. It's just the value of the dollar is going down. The dollar's not worth anything. It's controlled and printed by the Federal Reserves. This is why we should go to, it's manipulated, it's controlled. This is why we should go to maybe something like a cryptocurrency. These are things that we hear all the time. The dollar got taken off of the gold standard. The dollar's not backed by anything. The dollar's just a piece of paper. We can print them, we can do whatever, right? These are things we hear all the time, which I would agree, they are true, they are correct. But when I really thought about it, and I'm going to break it down here for you, or what I really believe and really know what the dollar is backed by. So the U.S. dollar is backed by the United States military. Whoever has the biggest guns makes the rules. We learned this, remember, about a guy by the name of Gaddafi, right? Out in Africa, remember when he said that, hey, I'm no longer taking dollars as a form of payment. I'm going to take gold. And he disappeared, right? So the person who has the biggest guns makes the rules. So when a country says, hey, this currency is fiat and I'm not going to take it, the military, the United States has the strongest military, and we can enforce our will any way we want to around the globe. So when you look at it, yes. Is it a fiat currency? Yes. Does the Federal Reserve control it? Yes. Right? But when you look at it, who has the biggest guns? Who can control and influence the world? It was just to say, if we was on the streets, right? Everybody knows whoever has the biggest guns makes the rules, right? So anybody didn't want to play by our rules, and this was made more evident to me when I really realized it. I think the last time I counted, I've probably been to something like 14 countries, right? And I've been all over the Middle East. I've been in, you know, Asia countries to European countries, all over the United States. And when I got over to different countries in the Middle East, and when I went to different countries, I saw how crazy the gas prices were. And I said, man, these gas prices are astronomical compared to what we have in the United States. How does the United States gas prices are way lower? Because guess what? When we go to the Middle East and we go to buy gas or something like that, we can, at least back in early 2000s, when we go to buy gas, something like that, if they try to give us an outrageous price, we got the muscle to tell them no. Guess what? I won't trade with you. I have the strongest economy. I won't trade with you. I won't buy from you. I will put sanctions on you. I'll put sanctions on you. I would even put it to where you can't trade with anybody, right? A trade embargo, right? So the things about it is, when I looked at it, the United States always got favorable prices because guess what? If you don't give us favorable prices, we had a power and the influence around the world to be able to come in and get rid of that leader to be able to get what we needed. So when I really, really, really broke it down, I said, wow, how does America have so much influence on a fiat currency? What it's really backed by It's the United States military. We have the strongest military in the world. And the person who has the strongest military in the world, and our most powerful weapon in the military, United States submarine. Shout out to all my submariners out there. United States submarine, because they can make a country disappear. Nobody can see it. It's floating around the world right now. There are sailors out there under the water right now that can launch a missile into any country with the snap of a finger. And everybody knows that. So when we want to enforce our way, or somebody tries to stop us from doing something our way, guess what's going to happen? Remember the Cold War? So it comes down, it broke down to meet them and say, hey, you know what? With our dollar, if somebody came in and said, hey, this currency is nothing, you're going to collapse the market, you're not going to do this, any type of world power try to influence America on our economy or to try to mess with our economy, guess what we're going to back it up with? Yes, you look at a continent like Africa, it has the most natural resources, it has the most gold, it has the most this or that or whatever. But if Armageddon broke out and the world, nothing mattered in the world, martial law broke out, where there was no police, there was no nothing, no military, the most valuable commodity will be a gun. Because if you got a pile of gold and I have a pile of guns, guess who's going to win? If you have a bunch of food, I have a bunch of guns, guess who's going to win? Right? So the thing about it is, whoever, and it's the same thing when you look at on the world power, power stage, the military is the ones that, hey, you know what? You get more respect, and you get more respect by the stronger your military is. That you can deploy around the world, you can influence your way and will at any time, any notice. That's what makes it. My lips are getting a little dry, right? And when I look at it, that's what I say. You know what? This is why you have so much influence around the world and the globe, because you can strike and hit anybody at any time to enforce your economical wills at any time. So when you look at the dollar, what really gives the dollar the power is the United States military. Because yes, do we have a good economy? Yes. Do we have a strong economy? Yes. But somebody who try to look at us from the outside from another country and say, hey, and try to bankrupt our economy, anything like that, they pose a threat to national security. And if they pose a threat to national security, when you got the strongest army, navy, marines in the world, it's easy to make that person go bye-bye. It's easy to enforce your will, right? Because that's how I look at it when we look at what is the world. And am I saying it's right? Am I saying this is the correct way? This is the way it's supposed to be? I'm not saying that. I'm just looking at it from a logical stance. I'm looking at things that happened in history and how they were changed and manipulated, and how people enforce their will. It would be the same thing that you see that happen in third world countries. That's why you may have a El Chapo in Mexico, or a drug lord, or some type of drug lord out in some third world countries. The reason why that person rules that, because usually they have a lot of muscle. Same thing if everybody, when people are in jail, the person who has the most muscle or weapons or who can enforce their will, they make the rules. So when you can enforce your will and you have the most muscle, you enforce your own rules. And if anybody try, it don't matter. Let's say if I've never been in jail, but I heard about it, right? Know some people that's gone. So cigarettes are a hot commodity. Tobacco is a hot commodity. Drugs, alcohol, all that's a hot commodity, right? You can have all this stuff, but if you don't have the muscle to enforce your will, it's nothing. Because if I have more muscle than you, I can go take all of your stuff, right? Let's break it down to a very logical level. So when people look at it, they say, okay, well, this country is going to overthrow this person and blah, 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 this, blah, blah. You better hope they got a strong military. Because they don't have a strong military, or they don't have a stronger military, it's very hard to enforce your will. That's how I look at it on a global stance of what is the U.S. dollar? What is it really backed by? What does it really mean? Yes, we have good faith in it. That's how you can trade it for different commodities and things like that. But what it really means, what it really, 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 really boils down to is people know, people listen when President Trump talks on any president, on a United States president, they're going to listen to him when he speaks because he has the muscle to back up and enforce his will. Y'all let me know what you think. Don't forget to hit that like, subscribe, comment, and share button. Until the next video, podcast, cartoon, or whatever else you see me do crazy around the globe. Peace, be safe, I'm out, and thank you.
Check out the latest installment of the multi-book series teaching kids about financial literacy. Wesley learns about insurance. Guest starring Broncos Hall of Fame running back Terrell Davis, authored by Prince Dykes, teaching kids the real-life skill sets that matter as they grow older. The third book in the father-son financial literacy series gives a kid-friendly introduction into the world of insurance. Award-winning and recently stamped by Warren Buffett, available hardcover, paperback, ebook, and audio online at Amazon, iTunes, Audible, Barnes & Noble, Walmart.com, Tattered Books, and more. Hardcovers are only available at Lulu.com, presented by Alpha One Tax & Wealth and Belco Credit Union.